Bishop Fenwick girls basketball coach Adam DeBatches is joining us once again as they continue play along in the MIAA Division III girls basketball tournament. Coach DeBatches, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, as always, Bill.
All right, great talking with you. Now, you guys have won two games so far in the tournament. You have Archbishop Williams coming up on Friday night at Fenwick, a home game. So it's a three-seed you guys against number 11 Archbishop Williams. I know it's a team you've faced this year, but before we get to that, I just wanted to set that up. Tell us about the couple of previous games. You've had, like I mentioned, you had the two wins, win against Quabbin, and the other one... It was Watertown. I'm sorry. So yeah. Tell us about those two.
Sure. The first one, we played really good defense both. First one, we kind of just, they're a team that I don't think has seen pressure like ours. So we, in our little gym, so we really put the pressure on, kind of got an early lead and kept it that way. Watertown was 0-0 after 5 minutes. So it was a rock fight for a little while, as they say, but we sort of opened it up. It was a close game all throughout the first half, but we opened up the third quarter just finishing a lot more baskets and playing the same type of defense, so we extended the lead. But they're a very tough team, Watertown.
Yeah, so you one constant is that defense of yours, right? Is that you've pleased with that as it has played out at the end of the regular season and into the playoffs?
100%, yeah, and yeah, I mean, I can't really say anything bad about our defense. It's been very good, a minor mistake here and there, but yeah, we give people trouble.
Well, let's talk about let's go talk about the Archbishop Williams game, and then we'll have you circle back and talk a little bit more about your players, but how do you see this game? Tell us about the earlier games this year against Archbishop, and what are you looking for on Friday night?
Well, I think we're both very different teams. Like, we actually both have kind of almost completely different starting lineups, at least with what they had in the first two tournament games comparatively to what they had in our first two games, and us as well. So it could be a little different, but we sort of handled them early in the season, like our second game of the season at our place, and then we sort of barely scraped out a victory at their place in January. So we are pretty equal, and they have a little bit deeper of a bench. We got some girls injured, and we had a small team to begin with. So they're a little bit deeper than us in how many players they play. But I think we're pretty equal talent-wise, and so it should be good. I mean, I'm hoping we can, again, defend them well enough to kind of keep ourselves in the game, or at least above the score,
And that, just to refresh our listeners, that Archbishop Williams team is a team that eliminated Saugus from the tournament in their each one of those teams' first games of the tournament. Archbishop, like you guys, have won two games in the tournament. So, Adam, if you were to look at Archbishop Williams and look at yourselves, I mean, as far as the strengths of the two teams or contrasting, you mentioned the contrast, but does one team have an advantage on guard play or play underneath? I mean, you guys have Cecilia Kay underneath at center, but how do they counter?
I think in the last game, anyways, they're sending a lot of help, on her. I think we have an advantage post play pretty much on almost every team that we're going to play because of Cecilia Kay. She's quite frankly one of the best players in the state. But they, I would say about them that they shoot outside maybe a little bit better than us. There are a lot of 3-point threats in their team, which, as we've talked about in practice, that can really run up the score. And so we need to be able to defend that. So they shoot the three very well, and they mix defense as well. So that always proposes a problem. But so it's about, like, Watertown, for instance. We didn't really have our composure and offensively early in the game. I think it's just a little inexperience playing in a big playoff game. I'm hoping we have a little bit more composure and can see the defense a little better in the first half, because Archie's does, change defenses from time to time.
Adam, take us through, just give us our listeners a little idea that, so you guys have had big games during the season, during the regular season for sure, but as a coach, you feel the playoffs as a little bit different every night, I'm sure. And what about for the players? How do you sense they're handling the playoff pressure, if you will?
I think they're handling it great, pregame, at practice and stuff like that. I think it's hard. I mean, I've been there myself, and you get out on that court, and there's more fans at every game, and that's what makes it difficult. And I look back at even last year, we were in the Final Four, and that Final Four game, even some veterans, end up with jitters to start the game. Huge game, lots of fans, so the higher up you go, the more pressure there is. So, I mean, I think it's for these girls, some of these girls, I've said this before, besides Cecilia Kay and Erica Lendl on our team, nobody's really played that high level of intensity type of game. So it's going to be about just keeping your heart rate down. But it's a hard thing to do because you got to play fast, yet kind of keep your heart rate down and keep your eyes on your teammates and stuff like that. So.
And it seems, too, like things can happen quickly, or at least you feel that they could happen quickly to you or against you. You know what I'm saying? You don't always think we're going to break out on top and take huge leads. But you always, I think you got to be thinking that, oh, man, you don't want anything horrible to happen, too. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Every point in the playoffs is vital. That's why it's so, like, most coaches end up shortening their rotations and things like that because it's hard. It's hard to, mix a lot of kids in when you think that, the score is so precious. It's just one turnover to a easy basket. If you lose by one, you think about that the rest of the year, So,
And you don't want to be thinking about that for the rest of the year. You're right.
No, it's the worst thing.
Right. So, Adam, let me close out with this. Kind of a you'll have a long answer for me, I know, but we've talked a lot about Cecilia Kay during the year, but give our listeners a quick note on her, and then also take some time to tell us about the players that compliment her and your team as well, and you'll be counting on Friday night.
Cecilia is if you don't know her basketball wise, she's does everything. She shoots threes and she has great post game, great defender, with just on ball steals and blocking shots, and so she's in everything. And she's 6'2". If you don't know her, so she's amazingly talented, but also just a great leader. Like our last game, she was in foul trouble and on the bench more than she normally is, but just leading from the bench during timeouts and stuff like that. So. Just an all-around great kid and great player. And the compliments are what we have right now, and I'm obviously hoping it continues, is we just got some girls that were sort of playing good during the season, but they're kind of making steps up, and that would basically be the whole starting five now, which is junior Kate McVail, junior Tess Keenan, junior freshman Celia Nielsen, and freshman Caitlin Boyle. That's not to take anything away from the other girls because they're playing well too. But those girls had sort of a moment in our game against Peabody a few weeks back, and they're sort of just carrying that through and playing and starting out games well, which was an area we hadn't been so good all year. So, those five. I mean, along with the other two captains are Ava Bellassini and Erica Lendl. I mean, they're now coming off the bench, but they're doing that great. I mean, so it's. It's kind of cohesively working well right now. Just trying to keep that going tomorrow.
Well, you got to have great play coming off the bench at this point in the season for sure to continue on. There's no doubt about that. Adam, anything else you want to mention that I didn't ask you about Fenwick basketball?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a good game Friday night. The playoffs are fun. It's really... It's funny we do the other 3 months for this, really. So looking forward to it. It's just the best part of the whole season.
Yeah. Adam, thanks so much for your time. Look forward to seeing you over there on Friday night, and best of luck to Fenwick. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Adam DeBadges, girls basketball coach, Bishop Fenwick High School. Again, they're hosting Archbishop Williams Friday night, 6:30.